I recently headed west on Highway 29 from Wausau, Wisconsin. I then turned north, back west, then back north, and then found myself next to a sign on the edge of a large farm field. Many would say I was in the middle of nowhere, but not so fast. If you stand here, you're actually in the middle of everywhere. The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
John Gasecki began a geological club. It may sound boring. Annette Johnson says, not so fast.
Basically, when he was growing up, would hear the older people talk about this special place. Never really knew what it was.
What it was an intriguing crossing of invisible longitude and latitude lines in the area.
They did have it marked with a brass marker that says that this is the location that's halfway between the equator and the North Pole.
Not only that, it was also halfway between the prime meridian and the 180th meridian, often referred to as the international dateline. It was exactly 45 degrees north and 90 degrees west. John created the 45 by 90 Club.
You could come out and look at it, stand on the spot, then you would go to his bar, which was there in Poniatowski, sign the book, and then he would give you a free beer.
So this spot, just outside of the town of Poniatowski, is exactly the center of the northwest hemisphere of our globe. Not a big deal. Well, when you consider, of the three other points that mark the centers of the three other quarters of our globe, two are in the Indian Ocean, and one is in a remote stretch near China's border with Mongolia. So this is the one that attracts a lot of visitors.
They can come here and get a medallion. Unfortunately, the city won't let them give them a free beer, but I can give them a medallion.
John began collecting signatures in 1978. The official book is in the Wausau Visitor Center a few miles away.
We have over 6,000 signatures. I've had people call and ask if we could stay open later. They want to become a member of the club.
And you, like myself, can sign your name and get your medallion for standing in the middle of our quarter of the world. Traveling the countryside in Poniatowski, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.